Talking today with Mark Hodges from Oklahoma Genetics. And Mark, we're upon the 2016 hard red winter wheat sowing season, the planting of our seed for the 2016 wheat harvest ultimately. This time of year, though, it's not so much grain as it's grazing as we try to put the wheat crop in early.
It is, and of course we have to have that moisture to get the grazing out of it. So we are cautiously optimistic after Gary McManus's presentation, which you saw at the wheat review. There is a likelihood that we could be looking at a strong El Nino, and we hope that develops. Normally, obviously, what that means for us is above average moisture through the winter into the spring, and probably a little warmer than normal temperatures. We're about due for some moisture in the spring and winter, and we've last couple of years we've missed that and kind of hit the jackpot at the time we really didn't need it when we were starting to harvest wheat. So hopefully this year will be a little bit different in the sense that we can get the moisture when we need it, so we can get the forage up, get the grazing done, and then again produce good grain crop.
Now, as folks make decisions regarding grazing, a lot of folks have already got their seed. They're already getting it into the ground, very, very quickly now. What are you really looking for that variety that will perform well as a grazing variety?
Well, obviously, we would like to see a lot of tiller development, and really that's the reason Duster was as popular as it was and still is. Because it does produce a lot of tillers, it covers the ground quickly, and of course Gallagher and Iba are the sons of Duster, so you can kind of look for the same thing. And of course something that, and obviously got to have moisture, but something that will develop a good secondary root system, and like I said, those tillers, that secondary root system obviously is important because something's got to anchor the plant before they get cattle out there or they'll be pulling it out of the ground.
So, as you think about, a lot of folks like to obviously graze early on. Some of them will see the economics are there to go ahead and continue to graze and not actually harvest for grain. But a lot of our folks do want to do that combination.
That's right. And, of course, that presents some unique challenges to Brett Carver, the wheat breeder, because obviously if they're putting wheat in the ground any time after September 1 that there's moisture versus the optimum plant time for grain-only system, you're talking about October 15th. So it's really you got 6 weeks on the front end that provides an opportunity for diseases and insects to work on those plants. So the breeder has to be conscious of that. And whatever forage is removed through grazing, producers have to account for that nitrogen that's converted into pounds of beef. When spring comes, or again, they're going to come up short. So those are all considerations those guys need to have.
And, I guess what we're starting to see, I think, if anything, maybe a few more challenges as far as diseases, insects for our winter wheat, maybe than we once had.
Man, I jokingly have asked Jeff Edwards, this will be the 10th year he's here. He's been here, and of course, he's not the specialist, state wheat specialist anymore, or small grain specialist anymore. But the question still applies. Jeff described a normal crop in Oklahoma, and every one of them for the last 10 years have been. And really, the problem is they've been extremes. We've got an average that may not look too bad, but they've been extremes. And so, yeah, there's more diseases that we've had to deal with, which kind of points to the need for producers to be a little more vigilant in looking for diseases in the spring, and if they need to use a fungicide, to be a little more diligent about getting those out. And of course, we've had such, at least what we feel like, drought situations a little further east the last few years. Wheat streak mosaic hadn't been a problem really in the central part of the state until the last 2 or 3 years. So that's something that we haven't had to deal with in the center part of the state. It's been the guys in the panhandle and western parts had to do it. So yeah, there's more things out there that they're having to deal with.
So stepping up the management has been part of the game.
That's right. And from breeding program, it's not that Dr. Carver isn't keeping up with the diseases that are out there. It's just that those races of rust and the diseases, because of the extremes, the diseases are evolving so quickly, it's really tough to stay on top of it. Again, going back to the need for fungicides or using the tools that those producers have in the toolbox and keeping an eye on it, maybe a little closer management than they've had to do before.
Right. The OGI, you know, stable of wheat varieties from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program has gotten larger over the years. We've added another one, obviously, here in 2015. What are you hearing from folks that are selling your seed this year? You know, what seems to be going out the door?
Well, of course, Gallagher, Iba, Ruby Lee, those are probably top. Double Stop, we ran out of Double Stop. Our members, for the most part, ran out of Double Stop a few weeks ago. Double Stop's, although it's a two-gene Clearfield and was developed to address cool season grassy weeds and wheat, it's such a great variety other than that, that last year proved it again, this past year. And so it's really high demand, and there's really not any Double Stop left available. Very little Gallagher left because it, again, was popular. But, you know, again, we still have Ruby Lee that's very popular and Iba.
Looking ahead, this is a year of development as far as Bentley is concerned, as folks are going to be replicating that seed. But what can farmers look forward to about this newest variety from Dr. Carver?
Well, if you look at its high points and average points, and there's really nothing that's below average about it, you know, it's outstanding yield for grain only. It's outstanding yield in a grain plus grazing situation, and it's got outstanding milling and baking characteristics. And, of course, that's important because if it doesn't make a loaf of bread, it's not going to, you know, the end user isn't going to like it, and it's not going to last very long in the marketplace, but it's got excellent again, milling baking qualities as well. It's really targeted for basically central Oklahoma back to the west. It's got moderate resistance to acid soils, so it's, you know, you wouldn't want to put it on a real low pH soil. It has first hollow stem kind of late, which allows those guys to graze a little bit longer. But yet when heading happens, it's a medium heading date, so it catches back up and they can still harvest on time, which, again, is going to be important to producers. The only thing that's average to maybe just a little below average is test weight, but the yield has way more than made up for that, so that really hasn't been an issue at this point.
And this is a seed that will be kind of multiplied and more available on a wider basis in what the fall of 16.
That's right. Right now, according to Oklahoma Foundation Seed Stocks and Jeff Wright, we've got about 8,000 bushels of foundation seed right now. And I know for a fact that 6,000 of that's booked, but there's also a list that goes with that, so I'm sure that there's not going to be any available to general wheat producers this year, but when that foundation seed multiplies and goes into the registered stream this next year, then all wheat producers will be able to access it.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about you've been involved since your transition from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission to working both with Plains Grains, but then also the Oklahoma Genetics Group. Give me kind of a state of where we are with Oklahoma Genetics as far as how that model has worked in helping get some value of these varieties then back into the wheat breeding program.
Well, of course, Oklahoma Genetics, Inc. started in 2005, and it was really to address – so we're 10 years old. It was really to address Clearfield Technology or BASF's need to get that Clearfield Technology into the production side, and that's the reason it was originally formed. But at that same time, state and federal budgets started to decline, and the board of Oklahoma Genetics Inc. was concerned about the viability of public breeding programs and Oklahoma State University specifically, and so they made a concerted effort to make sure that the public breeding program stays strong. So I guess as a testament of the success, I'll put it in dollars. Of course, the first 3 years, I think the combined first 3 years was like $183,000 in royalties back to the university. And this last year, we wrote a check to them for $539,000. And the growth has been fairly steep. And even in years like last year, which I was very concerned, we weren't going to have any growth because of drought and that kind of thing. Again, still $539,000 in royalties went back to the university. So, again, I'd like to say that I was a part of putting a marketing plan that was extremely successful. But I'm telling you, when you got a wheat breeder that is good as Dr. Carver is, they sell themselves. They really do. And so, you know, we give the credit to the breeder, and we're just happy we can be a part of it.
Right. And we've seen a lot of growth, not just from Oklahoma wheat producers buying the wheat seed and those royalties going back, but you've sold quite a few bushels outside of the state as well.
That's right. Actually, about 30% of our sales are outside the state of Oklahoma, roughly 20% into Kansas and roughly 10% into Texas. And again, that's a testament to the adaptability of what Brett is breeding into the program and how impressed those producers are with that, those genetics. And it's really been successful into the southern half of Kansas. I mean, it's – and, of course, there's some similarities between north central Oklahoma and south central Kansas, obviously. And so it's been successful.